It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Today is Transgender Day of Visibility. It's an international day to celebrate the lives and contributions of trans people and others on the non-binary and genderqueer spectra. The day also aims to draw attention to issues these communities face, like violence and discrimination. Here in New York, the Black Trans Femmes in the Arts Collective is holding a series of events across the city, including in Times Square and at the Brooklyn Museum. Joining us now is the collective's founder and executive director, Jordan Day. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining. Transgender Day of Visibility started back in 2010, but this year it comes as the U.S. is seeing a wave of legislation seen by many as anti-LGBTQ+. Many of those bills target transgender and gender nonconforming people directly. What role does today's Day of Visibility play in your mind in countering that sentiment, and what does it mean to you specifically?
I think that Transgender Day of Visibility this year is extremely important because it gives us an opportunity to highlight and humanize the people that are a part of the trans community. I think that a lot of these laws are being made to specifically dehumanize us and to erase us from public spaces. And today we get the opportunity to say, no, we're here. We are human beings and we have so much to offer this world. And we're deserving of respect, love, care, and protection. And I think that it's really vital that we're able to send that message, not only to those who would oppose us, but also to those of us who don't have strong community or are youth and feel targeted, and make sure that we are here standing with them and that there is hope and that there is a chance for them to experience joy and experience liberation, regardless of what the lawmakers or media would have them to believe.
Jordan, you started the Black Trans Femmes in the Arts Collective in 2019. What inspired you to launch the collective, and what's the collective's overall mission?
I was inspired to launch the collective by having experiences both in the arts and in organizing spaces and realizing that there wasn't really space for Black trans femmes. A lot of organizing that was for Black trans communities was centered around housing justice, criminal justice, and healthcare. And those are all really important causes. But I think a lot of people stopped at getting trans people to a point where we could survive. And I wanted us to get to a point where we could thrive and we could invest in the parts of us that have dreams and ambitions and hopes beyond just being able to make ends meet. And I was also studying to get my master's in art politics at NYU. And I realized that there wasn't a lot of art advocacy or awareness around Black trans people in the arts and the contributions that we've made to arts and culture, both in the United States and around the world. And so I wanted to bring more light to that and provide more resources for Black trans femmes in the arts.
Jordan, what did you hear from people who turned out for those very first open mic nights and artist performances when you started BTFA?
In our very first meetup, before it was even solidified into what is now BTFA, I heard a young trans woman tell me that seeing a flyer that called out specifically Black trans femme artists was the first time that she felt comfortable to leave her apartment in 6 months. I also heard older trans women who've been openly trans since the 90s and been living in New York their whole life say that that space was the very first time that they had a space that was specifically for them in a city like New York City.
How would you describe the current climate for trans and non-binary artists? I mean, has it evolved even since you started BTFA 4 years ago?
I think that, honestly, BTFA has been a part of changing the landscape and has been able to infiltrate and partner with these artistic institutions, these mainstays. And I think that there's a lot of work to be done. I think we're just scratching the surface. A lot of what's happening is that trans people are being included for visibility's sake. But we need trans people at the administrative level. We need trans people that are in the rooms making decisions, trans people on the boards of these art institutions, so that there could be a real deep structural change.
BTFA has a series of curated events and projects scheduled across the city today. What's on tap?
Well, we're starting the day with a performance live in Times Square from 12 to 1 p.m. featuring some of our brightest artists from ballroom to drag to hip hop. It's going to be a really exciting show, and we hope that a lot of people come out and support. We'll also have a performance and a DJ set happening at the Brooklyn Museum from 3 to 5 p.m. It'll be a poetry performance by one of our original founding artists, Linda La, and a DJ, Demi Goddess, who's been a newer member of the collective. We'll also have on display at the Queens Museum a mural done by BTFA artist Glory To It that celebrates trans women who are organizing and creating space for our liberation. And at the Leslie Loman Museum, we'll have an exhibition in the windows that I've curated myself featuring artists Adrian Gatekeeper and Lexi Webster. And that will be on display from March 31st all the way through April 24th. And we'll also have some things on display at New York Live Arts in their lobby.
You went through a long list here. Where can people go to see a lineup of today's events?
People can go to our Instagram at BTFA Collective to see all of the things that we're doing.
Jordan, what's next for BTFA? I mean, where do you see the collective in, say, 5 or 10 years?
I see the collective spreading nationally and internationally. We already work internationally with The List, which is a database of artists from across the world. We have 100 Black trans femme artists from 5 different countries that are a part of that database. And we hope to be able to spread that database and connect with those artists in their actual home locations. We've also started expanding physically to LA. We've hosted some events there and we'll be continuing to do so in the coming year. So we're planning to spread the wealth and to make sure that Black trans femmes in all parts of the world know that they have a space to create without limitations. I also envision us being able to provide more resources, being able to support an artist in every facet of their creative process and their life.
Jordan Jay is the founder and executive director of the Black Trans Femmes in the Arts Collective. Jordan, thanks so much for taking time for us.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm so happy to be celebrating Trans Day of Visibility with BTFA and hope you all will join us.